Eich niftach peh lefanecha dar mesuchim. How can we open up our mouth in front of you, Hashem, dar mesuchim, the one who stretches out his presence throughout the heavens. Be'elu panim nishpoch sichim. With what face? With what face should we pour out our siach, our words? Tonight is the night that Achenu B'nai Yisrael, in the Ashkenazic world, we start the Yamim Noraim. If we haven't started the Yamim Noraim yet, a couple of weeks ago, Rosh Chodesh Elul, maybe we felt like it was too much in the summer still. It's still a little hot. But tonight's the night. Tonight's the night that the Achronim explain that we need at least 4 days of Slichos, though we always start on a Motzi Shabbos, but we always need 4 days of Slichos because it's like a karban, Bikur Mimum. It's like we have to check, just like a karban is checked for at least 4 days before being brought as a karban. So too we say Slichos for 4 days. What does that mean? It means that these aren't just days of Slichos. These are days of Bikur. These are days of Bikoret. These are days of introspection. Days of trying to figure out who am I? Who do I want to be? What direction do I want to go in? We've mentioned often the beautiful thought of the Maharal Prague. Pasuk says in Parsha Svayetze, beginning at the end of the Parsha, that Yaakov Avinu sees his great dream, Sulam Mutzavartza, Rosha Magia Shemaima, the Sulam gets up to heavens, and its legs are on the earth, and there are Malachim Olim V'Yardimbo. The Malachim are going up and going down. And Rashi implicitly is bothered, right? Malachim Olim V'Yardim, it should be Yardim V'Olim. Malachim start off on top. This would be Yardim Olam. What does he say? Olam V'Yardim. So Rashi quotes the Chazal that these are the Malachi Eretz Yisrael that were leaving. Yaakov Avinu was on his way out of Eretz Yisrael. So the Malachi Eretz Yisrael were leaving. They were going up. And the Malachi Chutz La'aretz were coming down to accompany him. And the same thing at the end of the Parsha. All the way at the end of Ayetze, Yaakov meets Machanoyim. It camps on the way back from being with Lavan and his 11 children. And again, Machanoim, Rashi goes, the Malachi Chutz La'aretz were leaving, the Malachi Eretz Yisrael were coming. And asks the Maharal, beautiful Medrash, we have Malachim that accompany us all the time, but why was the switch already happening? Yaakov Avinu had this dream in Yerushalayim. And Be'er Sheva, Beit El, the Ramban talks about, and the other we showed him where that ladder exactly was, but it was in the land of Israel. Why were the Malachim switching already? He was still in Yerushalayim, and yet the Malachi Chutz La'aretz already come, Malachi Eretz Yisrael, explains the Maharal so beautifully. Because it doesn't always depend. A person's spiritual state is not defined by where they are, but where they want to be. And the direction that we are going in, and the goals that we have. Yaakov Avinu was already on his way to Chutz La'aretz, and the Malachim are already switching. Malachi Chutz La'aretz were already coming down, Malachi Eretz Yisrael were leaving, and on the way back as well. So it's about where we want to be, not just where we are. So tonight is a night of figuring out where we want to be. It's a night of direction. It's a night of decisions. It's a night of trying to make it part of who I am. So when we say in a few moments, Be'elu panim nishpach sichim, right? In which ways? Or you might say it means, with which face of mine nishpach sichim? Right? These were written by the Rishon in many different pshatim that it might have. So let's read together, let's learn together a little piece of the Nesiv HaShalom, the Slanim HaRebbe, in a piece in his section of Avodas Hashem. That's called Etzem Umikre. You have it there in source number 1. V'yatem tiyuli mamlachas kohanim v'gai kadosh, Hashem commands us and requests of us to be a kingdom of priests and a gai kadosh and a holy nation. Yehudo shalam Yisrael lo rak lehisnai bekedusha. We are called upon not just to act with holiness, ela sheyu mitzius ve'etzem shamamlachas kohanim v'gai kadosh. Hashem here is not saying, do this, but he's saying, be this. Tiyuli. There are many mitzvahs that we do. And there are 248 mitzvahs asay and 365 los asays. But here in this command, he's not telling us to do anything. He's telling us to be something. Which means through what we do, we need to be. V'inyin zeh miyesodei ha'avoda. And this is part of the yesodos of avoda. She'itachin adam ha'osik b'torah uba avoda. A person could be osek in Torah, in avoda. Or he could be involved. We spoke about this a little bit this morning, right, in the Rambam Shir. It's possible that a person could be involved in so many things. Ach hakol etzlo b'derach mikre. But it all remains what I might call external. Mikre. Mikre is not an internal connection. V'ilu ha'etzem eshalo lo ishtana. And his inside, his essence hasn't changed. The tachlis ha'avoda, shehi tihye b'chinas etzem me'atzamai. The tachlis of any avodas Hashem is to allow it to touch my heart, to become part of me. Yesh adam shenechshav yudi machba shenola la'arim yehudim. Sometimes we define a Jew as, you have a Jewish mother, Jewish parents. O beglal shemisnagim ki yehudi. Or because he's acting like a Jew. Ach eino yehudi be'etzem. V'chaser, yes, technically he's Jewish if you have a Jewish mother. But what's his essence? V'chaser lo kol ha'basis li'yahaduso. Mocho v'ashkavas olamo. And he skips down. He skips down. Line 31. Yesh yehudim shalomdim Torah mekayimim ha'mitzvahs. There are many Jews out there. Many of us that we could, again, Torah and mitzvahs, we go through the motions. We're building a building, but what about the foundation? What about feeling internally like a servant? Like feel internally like what's my tachlis? What's my direction? Where do I want to get to in my life? Whatever stage we're at in life. What do I want to accomplish today? Tomorrow? Ki ein atzmiyusam yehudis. Tochiyusam rekuva. We could be going through a lot of emotions, but we're not allowing it to affect us. Mocham libam veverim enam yehudiim. We're not letting it become part of me. Va'osod aviyishkam lahefich. Cha'afim b'maiseinu misnai kibi durim gedolim. Sometimes passion overcomes us, and we fall, and we falter, and we do things. But our inside could be strong, because those averos are mikre. They're not etzem. What defines who we are? Not just what we do. We have to do a lot. And the whole year we're focused on doing and doing. The more we do, the more it should affect us. Acharei pe'ulos nimshachos halavavos, the Chinuch says often. We have a lot of pe'ulos we need to do and not do. But we have to make sure that our lev is nimshach. Nimshach halavavos. Stop here for a moment. We've mentioned in the past a thought of Rav Schwab in Parshas Matos. I'm sure you remember it. Where the last pasuk in Matos, a seemingly unexciting pasuk, tells us that there was somebody named Ya'ir ben Menashe. Ya'ir ben Menashe went and he conquered cities, a couple of cities, Chavoseim, and he named the cities Chavos Ya'ir, the suburbs of Ya'ir. Chavos Ya'ir. Right, Rav Yair Bachrach, Shuvas, Chavos Ya'ir. And the pasuk says, "V'Novach Halach." There was another man named Novach, and he went and conquered cities, and he named the cities Novach. So Yair named the cities Chavos Yair, the suburbs of Yair, and Novach named the city Novach. Okay, let's move on. Rav Schwab says, "No. Look at Rashi. Rashi notes that the word by Novach, the word La, should have a dugish in it, but it doesn't have a dugish. Why doesn't it have a dot in it? To allude to me that these cities didn't last. The city called Novach didn't last. The Chavos Yar looking Sefer Yoshua, they lasted. Okay, but Sefer Shoftim, because Bimea Shoftim. What is this? Okay, you read the Pasuk again. It doesn't seem so exciting. Rav Schwab takes this Pasuk and builds a maimar, builds an essay, builds a life goal on this Pasuk. Rav Schwab says, Venira, who we are and what we have and what we do. Venira, line 17. Ki ha'adam sheish lo nechasim ari nikram anachasim al shmo. A person might have stuff, but the stuff is what I have, but it should not be who I am. Aval heim dvarim shechutz legufo. They're outside of my essence. Ve'enam chelech me'etzim mitziyuso. They're not part of me. V'lachain shopper, Yair recognized that. And that's why he conquered some cities, but he named them, these are the suburbs of Yair. I'm Yair, and I have these assets. And I have these cities that I was able to conquer. Novach conquered the cities and named the cities Novach. This is me. This is my essence. This is who I am. These cities. Right? We know there are people out there, whether it's a car, whether it's an asset, anything that the stuff that we have, that doesn't define who we are. It shouldn't define who we are. We all have things. But we have to be like Yair. We can't be like Novach. It can't become who we are. Unless what we're talking about is in the world of Ruchnius. Turning the page. When it comes to a mitzvah, I don't just wear tefillin. I am a meniach tefillin. I don't just fulfill and do all the do's and the don'ts of Shabbos. I am a shomer Shabbos. It's part of who I am. David Melech says two words in Tehillim. Va'ani tefila. David was a chefzo shel davening. His essence was a davener. That's what he did. He just, that's how he was defined. So he's defined. Right, some people, sometimes I remember my father said at my grandfather's Levaya. I remember that my grandfather lived into his 90s. And it says what it's saying in Pirkei Avos, Pentishim Lasuach. I think it's Pentishim Lasuach. Ein Sicha El Tfila. And that was his essence. He davened. His essence. He was up at 5 in the morning. He opened the shul. He closed the shul. He basically lived in shul. That was ani tefila. He didn't just daven, but that was who he was. Right? Ani tefila. Ani mitzvah. Ani eved Hashem. Says the Nesiv Shalom. Etzem en mikra. We can't just be something else inside and happen to spend my life doing Avodas Hashem. We have to be Ovdei Hashem. And now the Nesiv Shalom, going back to what we were talking about, going back to the piece we were before, he says, and if we have this attitude, we allow what we do to define who we are, so then that will affect all areas of our life. Because we are all involved in many different things. We're in shul, and we're in our house, and we're at work, and we're in the store, and we're in the car. We are all over the place. So it's hard to keep the halt cup, as they say, right? To focus, to realize that it's all me. Says Rav the Slonim Rebbe, line 42. Yehudi be'etzem, back on the first page. Yehudi be'etzem, ein hevdel etzlo bein she'osik b'Torah u'mitzvos, bein she'osik b'inyanav hagashmi hachomrim. Really, there's no difference in a Jew in shul, or on the basketball court, or in school, or at work. There's no difference. Eino eved ha'melech b'shos mesuyamos. I'm an eved Hashem when I'm in shul. But when I'm at work, I'm something else. No. We're an eved Hashem wherever we are. If we really take to heart the first step of what we just said, we don't just go through motions, we don't just do, but we become. So then if we become, then we're that new reality wherever we are. Eved Ivri Ha'ovid Bayom Balaila Chashcha Chashcheicha Ka'ora. Right, because we're an Eved. It's our identity. And wherever we are, that's who we are. There's no break. There's no bifurcation. If there's any letter that you might be familiar with from Rav Huttner, there are three or four letters that became somewhat known. But turn to the back page. There's a letter that Rav Huttner writes to one of his Talmidim. We don't have the question of the Talmud, but the Talmud seemed to have been asking. He must have maybe been learning for a couple of years full time, and now he's out in the work, the work world. So, and he told him it's hard because I feel I'm when I go to the base medrash and I'm learning, I'm one thing, and then when I'm at work, I'm somebody else. I'm somebody else. So says Rav Huttner, line 3. You express with the difficulties and the struggles in your neshama. In my opinion, the struggles that you write about in your letter, it's from a mistaken worldview. You know what you say in your letter? This is not so common. He puts English words. Ki secular career, he double life. When I'm in the base medrash and I'm out at work, I'm in the base medrash and I'm exercising. I'm in the base medrash and I'm doing anything else. I'm leading a double life. Because I'm an Eved Hashem when I'm learning and when I'm davening. And when I'm out somewhere else, I'm like a double agent. I have two personalities. L'moser l'hagid l'cha, ki mi'olam lo'idi maskim b'shomo, from the double life. No. Judaism doesn't allow that. We have different identities? Chas v'shalom. I'm not misha socher lo chader b'bayez l'chiyos bo chayi toshav, v'socher lo od chader b'malon, l'chiyos bo chayi o'reach. If you have a house, and you also rent a room in a hotel in the same city, and sometimes you sleep at home, and sometimes you sleep in the hotel, that's leading a double life. What are you doing? But what if you have a house with a couple of rooms? When you're in the kitchen, and you're in the bedroom, and you're in the living room, what, you're leading a double life? Amamisha socha lo dira bashnei chadarim yeshlo broad life, not double life. He says, our life, we're one. And then he quotes, Bikarti pam Yerushalayim beit cholim shel Dr. Valik, he's a famous doctor from the Shari Tzedek, and I saw, kshunigash l'chol, eshaya omer likanis l'cheder nituach, he goes over to a patient, right before he was about to go into the operation, and he says, could you please give me your mother's name so I could daven for you? Right, a doctor who's in control of the situation recognizes he's not in control. He's being mekadesh there. I heard a story recently. Somebody mentioned it in the shir that there was somebody that told him he was about to go into an operation, and the doctor, right before he went in, the doctor gave him a thing to sign. Could you sign here that if anything gets messed up, that you're not going to sue me? You realize it's not my fault. I'm going to do the best I can. So he says, I'll sign it, but you have to sign something for me also. He says, what? He says, if everything goes well, I also recognize that it's not only from you. So you want to say that you're not to blame, but you have to also recognize that it's not just you. So Rav Huttner was very inspired by the doctor who also recognized that the hospital is a place of Avodas Hashem. And that's what he says, beautiful, on the top left. He says, maybe that's a deeper idea of the Gemara Maseches Brachos. Kalamarech be'echad marichin lo yom avushnosav. If you're marich with echad, with Pasha Pshad im Hashem echad, if you're marich be'echad, you have long life. If you include all of your life into echad, right? When we're at work, a Jew takes vacation in a certain way. A Jew goes to the store in a certain way. A Jew has the Shabbos table and walking around. We're all the same person. But that has to be because step one of the Nesiva Shalom. It can't just be things that we do, but who we are. Echad v'lo kefel. Tsar li mod, he says, it pains me that this was confusing to you, and all your years in yeshiva, you didn't get this message from me. Rav Huttner writes, he says, right, and this is how this letter is known, the broad life letter. Broad life, not double life. But this is what the Nesiva Shalom is saying. Step number one, it has to be who we are and not just what we do. We have to allow the mitzvahs and everything good that we're involved in. Not just to do chesed, but to become ba'alei chesed. Not just to learn or to daven or become things. And even in this regard, in a certain ironic sense, in a unique sense, when we're outside the confines of a religious context, of a Torah and a tefillah context, maybe it's even more apparent. He quotes from the Be'er Mayim Chaim. Be'er Mayim Chaim was a early Hasidic master. He quotes, I wrote it down, Rav Chaim Tirer, 1740 to 1817. I'm not familiar with all of the classics, but he's quoted by many. Line 46. He says, Yadua, it's so Yadua, I don't know what he's talking about, but he says, Yadua, that we have Yudke Vavke, the Shem Hashem, the Yud and the Hey are more kadosh than the Vav and the Hey. Have more power to it. Again, I don't know what that means, Kabbalistic idea. But the Yud and the Hey are more intense and more powerful than the Vav and the Hey. So he says, isn't it interesting? I never thought about this before. He says, all the activities that we're involved in the Gashmi world have a Yud and a Hey. Achila, Shasiya, Bia, Shena, Sicha, they all have that Yud and Hey, the first part of Shem Hashem. And all the activities and descriptions of God and things that we try to do to be spiritual, it's Vav and Hey. Torah, Mitzvah, Avoda, Kedusha. So Yud and Hey are all the Gashmi activities which have more intense Kedusha. And the Vav and the Hey have the lesson. Because in a certain sense, that's where you see the Avdus. It's easier to be focused, like Rav Shlomo Zalman says, right? It's harder to bench than it is to daven. Harder to bench with Kavana than to daven with Kavana. Because davening, we're in shul, okay, everybody's davening. Benching, we're at home, we're at the table, there's other 16 other things going on in the room. But we have to work on not just doing things, but becoming. And then we could say to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, right? Eich niftach peh, how can we open up our mouth? Be'elu panim, with which face? We want, again, be'elu panim, pasha, I mean which direction, but it can mean with which face of ours. We only want one. We want all of our panim to be echad. We want to be affected and shaped by the mitzvahs that we do. And again, we've had a couple of weeks, but if it hasn't happened yet, or even if it has, now's the next step. The next step is to allow it to shape us. To allow it to become part of us. Let it be etzem and not mikre, as he started off. Let's make sure we have that direction, like the Maharal said. It's not about where we are, but where we want to be. And guess what? I'll mention this now because it's a little nechama. It could be our whole life is trying to get to where we want to be. And we don't get there. But HaKadosh Baruch Hu knows that it's where we want to be. Sometimes there are realities that are beyond our control. Sometimes there are realities that are mashpia on our life. But where do we want to be and where do we try to be? Even if we never get there. But HaKadosh Baruch Hu knows we tried. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu knows we wanted. Halavai, we should get there. But then we'll have another area. We should never not have direction. Yehi Ratzon HaKadosh Baruch Hu give us the koach to shape and to be shaped by everything that we do. And Tavshin Pei Dalet should really be a year of Geula, of Yeshua, of Shalom, and all good things for Am Yisrael.